ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्याम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमाम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासाम् ततो जाय उदीरहे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो हरे कृष्ण, दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम सिक्स्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 9, द अपीयरेंस ऑफ डेमन ऋत्रासुर। सो टेक्स्ट इज 34, बिकॉज दिस अ प्रोज। सो वी कांट एग्जैक्टली प्रोनाउंस लाइक ए वर्स, सो जस्ट आई विल रीड इट, देन विल रीड वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। दुर्बोध इव तवाय हिराय योगे यद शेण शिरः इदं मनोक्षितास्मासनन्वय आत्मैनो वा विक्रमयोनः सगुणा गुणानः सृजति पासी हरिसिः। ट्रांसलेशन। द लॉर्ड, ओ लॉर्ड, यू नीड नोट सपोर्ट, and although you have no material body, you do not need cooperation from us, since you are the cause of the cosmic manifestation and you supply its material ingredients without being transformed. You create, maintain and annihilate this cosmic manifestation by yourself. Nonetheless, although you appear engaged in material activity, you are transcendental to all material activities. Consequently, these transcendental activities of yours are extremely difficult to understand. Purport. Shri Prabhupada ki. So the Brahma Samhita 5.37 says, Goloka eva nivasatya akilatma bhuta. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always situated in Golok Vrindavan. It is also said, Vrindavanam parityajam padam ekam na gacchati. Krishna never even goes out a step from Vrindavan. Nevertheless, although Krishna is situated in his own abode, Golok Vrindavan, he is simultaneously all-pervading and is therefore present everywhere. This is very difficult to understand for a conditioned soul, but devotees can understand how Krishna, without undergoing any changes, can simultaneously be in his abode and be all pervasive. The demigods are understood to be various limbs of Supreme Lord's body. Although the Supreme Lord has no material body and does not need anyone's help, he is spread everywhere. Maya tatham idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina. Nevertheless, he is not present everywhere in his spiritual form. According to Mayavad philosophy, the Supreme Truth, being all-pervasive, does not need a transcendental form. The Mayavadis suppose that since his form is distributed everywhere, he has no form. This is untrue. The Lord keeps his transcendental form and at the same time, he extends everywhere, in every nook and corner of the material creation. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो आई विल रीड द ट्रांसलेशन वंस अगेन। So the demigods, they are making few points, so which we'll try to elaborate. So there are about 7 points. So the demigods, they are explaining, O Lord, you need no support, and although you have no material body, you do not need cooperation from us, that is demigods. Since you are the cause of the cosmic manifestation and you supply its material ingredients without being transformed, you create, maintain, and annihilate this cosmic manifestation by yourself. Nevertheless, although you appear engaged in material activity, you are transcendental to all material qualities. Consequently, these transcendental activities of yours are extremely difficult to understand. So here what we see, now the demigods, they are offering the prayers, and the present situation is that what we see, Indra, he offended, especially he killed, anyone knows who killed? Indra killed, who was doing the yajna? Vishwarup, correct. So his father Tvastha, he made a yajna to kill Indra. And what happened during the yajna, his father, he pronounced in a wrong manner, the meters, especially Sanskrit. If you pronounce in a wrong manner, the meaning can be different. So what happened, instead of creating such a situation to kill Indra, so there was a reverse. So I know about long back, maybe 30 years back. So one German, actually the Hollywood, they made a movie. So this was one novel. So it was called Frankenstein. So in that the story is mentioned that one German scientist, so what he did, he went to a graveyard and he took the dead body, and within that body he put some electrical circuits and he made that man alive. So now this man, he got up from the graveyard and he was walking in the street and he was totally undefeatable, unbeatable. So all the people, they were running for their lives. And he was shouting, who's that person who created me? Huh? I want to see that person. I want to kill him. So this is what is the present situation of the material world. The material world, the present situation is that the technology what we have made, that is going to kill us in the end. So this is what is happens in material world. When we do something wrong, so we have to get ready for the reaction, for what we have done. So there is a saying, as you sow, so shall you reap. So now we should know the demigods, they are very intelligent because they are devotees of the Lord, and consequently whenever something happens, they go to the Lord, whereas the demons, they never take shelter of the Lord. In any situation of life, the demons, they will never approach the Lord for any help. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is one incidence in the churning of the ocean where we see the demigods and demons, they came together. Otherwise, there is no mention in the scriptures much where the demigods and demons, they come to one conclusion. So here, what we see, so the demigods, they are telling, they are addressing the Lord, O Lord, it is very difficult to understand your activities. And here the demigods, they are mentioning this, yes, although you are pervading, all pervading, and you are situated in your abode, and from your abode you are carrying out the activities. So Prabhupada mentions this Brahma Samhita 5.37. So Prabhupada has given many translation about this Akilatma Bhuta. So Prabhupada explains that although Krishna is present in his abode, but from there he is doing everything. He need not to come each material universe in his self same form. Also in one place Prabhupada writes, so Krishna has no material business. He hasn't to do something to maintain his establishment. He's complete and he's staying there in Golok Vrindavan. Also, Prabhupada mentions one verse which often we mention, that Vrindavanam Paritajam Ekam Na Gachati. That means Krishna never goes even one step out of Vrindavan. So in Krishna's manifest pastime, what we see, when Akrura, he came to take Krishna and Balram out of Vrindavan. So it is mentioned that Akrura went to take his shower in Yamuna. So it is mentioned that time that Krishna and Balram, they changed into their four-handed form. That Krishna, actually Krishna has two forms. One is Nandanandan Krishna, Yashoda Krishna, two-handed. That he is in Vrindavan. And the second form of Krishna is four-handed. That is Deviki Nandan or Vasudev Nandan Krishna. So it is mentioned that Krishna and Balram, they were in Vrindavan in their bhava form. Although they were in their unmanifest form, but they never left Vrindavan. That is the understanding. So also in the Vishnu Puran, there is a one nice verse which mentions that Eka Desha Sthita Agner Dyotasna Vistarani Yatha Parasya Brahmana Shakti Statedam Akhilam Jagat. That means, although the sun is situated in one place, but the sun, it is all pervading by its light. It is giving the light and the energy to all or the creation. So similarly, although the Krishna, he is there in the Golok Vrindavan, so he need not to come to this material world. But still we see that Krishna's pastimes, they are divided into three categories. So the first category is called Nitya Leela. Nitya Leela means that which is going in Golok Vrindavan. Also it is called Ashtakalya Leela. So the 24 hours of Lord Krishna, they are divided into 3 hours. So this is called, one particular pastime of these 3 hours is called one pastime. This way it is divided into 8 parts. So that's why it is called Ashtakalya Leela. So that is going on in Golok Vrindavan. Then when Krishna comes to material world, so that time his pastimes, they are put into 2 categories. One is manifest categories and one is unmanifest. So that is called Prakat Leela and Aprakat Leela. So in Prakat Leela, what we see in one day of Brahma, one day of Brahma is like half an hour is 43,000 crore years. We can't mention, understand that much. And in one day of Brahma, there are 14 Manvantara. And Krishna comes in each Brahmand of each Brahma, Krishna comes for only for once in a day of Brahma. So the probable duration, it is mentioned that 125 years. But Krishna remains in his Nitya, Yavan form. Krishna, we see that he grows. In manifest pastime, what we see, Prakat Leela, there is another part, it is called Naimittika Leela. Naimittika Leela means in what we see, that Krishna is killing the demons, he is going out of Vrindavan, he is going to Mathura, then he is going to Dwarka. So these are called Naimittika Leela. They are in a temporary. And now presently what we say, our acharyas, what they explain, what the present Leelas they are going in Vrindavan, they are called Aprakat Leela. Aprakat Leela means only the elevated devotees, they can see what is happening now, what pastime Krishna is doing. So now between 8:30 to 9, Krishna is taking his breakfast at the house of Nanda Maharaj. Radharani comes every day and she cooks Krishna's breakfast and lunch. So between 8:30 to 9, Krishna Balram, they are seated and they take sumptuous breakfast. Then around 9 to 9:15, the next prahar, it starts. So Krishna, he goes to tear kadam, then he blows his flute, then all the cows they assemble. So meantime, all the cowherd boys, they also come together along with their cows. So this way, Krishna knows from which direction the demon is going to come for that day. Because Krishna is Srikaldarshi. So that is in the manifest pastime. So now what is happening? So now Krishna's pastime, although they are going on, we can't see. So now if you even go to certain places in Vrindavan, like Kamivan, Gahavarvan, there are many saintly people, they are living there. Now also they can hear that Krishna's, especially Ras Lila, when there is a Purnimas and all, what they mention, that they can hear the gopis, their Nupur, the sound of their Nupur they can hear. And just 300 years back, there was one person, actually who was a Muslim, it's a long story, his name was Raz Khan. So this person has written lot many nice poems explaining Krishna's pastime, Vrindavan manifest pastime. So Raz Khan, he never heard Bhagavatam. But what he used to explain, that now yes, the gopis, they are milking the cows, now they are going to Yamuna. That he has written lot many poems in which he mentions about Krishna's pastimes, which he only can see because he has those eyes, Divya Chakshu. So now also Krishna's pastimes, they are going on very much, but only because of our conditioning, we can't see. That is for sure, we should know. But Krishna explains that Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yogo Maya Samanvita. So because in today's world, what we see, more or less for us, the scientists, they are Mahajan. And what we think, they are showing us everything, and what they say is true. But that is not true. But we should know, the Krishna's pastimes, they are going on very much. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, Name Vidu Suragana, that he explains that even the demigods and the sages, they can't understand me. And similarly, in the 10th chapter again, Arjuna explains, yes, Sarvam Etadrinam Manne, Yan Mam Vadasi Keshava, Nahi Te Bhagwan, Vektim Vidur Deva, Na Danava. That means Arjuna, what he explains to Krishna, this is, I can understand, neither the demigods nor the demons can understand your personality. So today's verse, what we see, there are few points which are very important. So each point can be explained to a long extent, but we'll keep it to that point. So the first point, what the demigods, they are explaining, O Lord, you need no support. So in material world, what we see, we are always dependent. In material world, all over 24 hours in a day, we have to depend on everything, even our breathing, even when you are going to sleep. So the Lord is making your breathing. So here we should know that what they explain, you don't need any support. That means from the demigods. Because one of Krishna's name is Swarat, supremely independent. And because Krishna is Trikal Darshi, and he is also called Trikalagya. That means he knows what happened in the past, what is happening in the present, and what is happening in the future. In the Bhagavad Gita 7.26, Krishna explains, Vedaham Samatitani, Vartmani Charjuna, Bhavishyani Cha Bhutani, Na Tu Mam Veda Kashyana. Krishna knows what happened past, what is happening now, and what is going to happen in the future. So this is what makes us difference between Krishna and us, because we can't predict what is going to happen the next moment. We may know the present and we may know little about the past. Says one nice pastime in the Mahabharata. So after the 18 days war, so when Arjuna and Krishna, they came back, so Arjuna was feeling little proud. So he was feeling that, yes, I won the war. Actually, that was little pride he had. But Krishna, he wanted to subdue his pride. So what happened when they came back? And usually every day Krishna is to get down first, because he was a charioteer. And actually, as per the etiquette, he is supposed to get down first. But that day what happened? Krishna, he didn't get down. And Arjuna was insisting, Krishna, why don't you get down? Let me get down. So Krishna, he said, no, please, you get down, then I'll get down. So, but still Arjuna was insisting, but Krishna, he said, yes, there is certain reason I can't get down. So then Arjuna, he got down, and after some time, Krishna just, he left the chariot, and Hanumanji was there for 18 days on the flag, Kapidhwaja. So Hanumanji, he also took his flight. So the moment Krishna got down, Hanumanji left, and the chariot, it went into flames. So Krishna, he knew this is what is going to happen. If Arjuna remains back, he will go into flames. So there are innumerable pastimes in Mahabharata where we can see that Krishna, he knows what is happening present. So in material world we can't predict. So this is one quality of Krishna. And also in Krishna's creation, what Prabhupada writes, so the Lord doesn't need any help from anyone. So in Upanishad, the invocation mantra is very nice mantra. So Prabhupada has given lot many commentaries on that. And Prabhupada explains that the verse goes like this: Om Purnam Adha Purnam Purnat Purnam Udasyate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Avashishyate. Because the Supreme Lord is perfect. Jai Sisi Gaurnitai Krishna Balaram Radha Shyam Sundar Bhagwan Ki. So whatever is manifest in the material creation by the Lord, so everything is perfect. There is no flaw in the Lord's creation. And because everything is perfect in the Lord's creation, there is no dearth of anything. And what we see, what we are doing in this material world, so there is not much anything perfect. Prabhupada gives one example. He explains that the earth moves at a speed of 5,000 miles per hour. And Prabhupada explains, you are one small plane, so it makes so much noise. Although the earth is moving at such a speed, it is not making any noise. And your aeroplane, when it is flying, getting down, there is so much jerking and other thing. But Krishna's creation is so perfect. So Prabhupada explains, gives the example of sun. Since time immemorial, the sun is giving so much energy, but there is no need of supplying energy to the sun. So with the sun going south and north, the seasons, they are changing. And Prabhupada gives lot many good examples. He explains that all the 84 lakh species, they are created in such a way, they need not to depend upon us. We are living a practical life. No bird or no animal comes to us. Some beggar may come, some Babaji may come. But in the creation, what we see, all the living entities, because everything is being provided by the Lord, and they are absolutely dependent on the Lord. Like once with sunrise, what we see, all the birds, all the animals, they are going to different destinations, east, west, south, north. We don't know where they are going, but they are going to a place where the Lord is directing them. So this way, in the Lord's creation, what we see, almost everyone is getting everything what they need. And Prabhupada, he explains, an ant needs a small grain, and whereas the elephant needs one mud means 40 kilo one time. So no, my elephant is coming to us, feed us. So this way, what we see, Prabhupada gives lot many examples. And also Prabhupada gives one nice example of Brahma Vimon Lila. So when Brahmaji, he stole the calf and cowherd boys, so Krishna could understand immediately, yes, this is what Brahma is doing. And within a fraction of a second, Krishna, he created same one dicto, one group of the cowherd boys and the calf. And for 1 year, no one knew. Towards the end, only Balaram could understand. These are not the real. This Krishna is playing some tricks. So what we see, material world, Prabhupada gives another one nice example. Whatever we are creating, that is imperfect. So Prabhupada gives a nice example. Nowadays in India especially, every year they are creating lot many models of car. So if you tell the material scientist, okay, you create a male car and a female car and you send them on a honeymoon. So will there be a baby car after 1 year? No. But in the material creation, in the Prakriti, there is a male and female. Krishna, they don't need Krishna's. In one sense, it is going on. The seasons are changing, everything is happening. So what Prabhupada explains, in material creation, whatever we are trying to create, what I told, it is going to take our toll. That is what is now gradually we are experiencing in the material world. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada, he gives a very nice commentary quoted by Baldev Vidyabhushan on Govinda Bhashya. So he quotes Baldev Vidyabhushan. Then since materialistic philosophers and scientists, they are too much engaged with their imperfect senses, naturally they conclude that living force is product of material combination. Actually, there is one nice book by Prabhupada. Most of them are their conversations, morning walk conversation. Life comes from life. Life doesn't come from matter. Life comes from spirit. So what Prabhupada explains, but the actual fact is just the opposite. Matter is product of spirit. According to Bhagavad Gita, what Prabhupada writes, that the Supreme Lord is source of all energies. Not knowing this relationship between the source and the energies, the material scientists, they are prone to do error. It's called vivarta, a theory of illusion. And this way they are putting so many theories, Big Bang theory, then theory of creation, theory of evolution. So all these theories, they are changing. What we see every 20-30 years, all the theories, they are changing. Till today, there are so many thousands of theories on different things. But now here, regarding the Sankhya, and especially the modern scientist, Baldev Vidyabhushan, he quotes 3 points. So the material scientists, what they say, matter is cause of all creation. So then what he says, so especially the Mayavadis, what they say, that the clay pot is created from the clay. But do we think the pot is created on its own? No. There has to be a potter, and the potter has to have a intelligence. If I want to make a clay pot, I can't make. Only a potter can make. There is a wheel, potter's wheel, on which he has to make the clay, nice clay, then only he can make. So Baldev Vidyabhushan, what he explains, that even a potter, if he doesn't have that clay and the wheel, he can't make a clay pot. So Prabhupada explains that although there is a car, the car can't move on its own left or right. You are driving a car. The car, now if you want to go left, the car will not go on its own left or right. So you have to steer the wheeling. Sorry, you have to do the steering. You have to do the left, right. You have to give indication. So for that, we need to have intelligence. So this is the first point. So Baldev Vidyabhushan, he explains. Then the second point, what the material scientists, what they explain, rain is the cause of all vegetation. What we see, with the coming of rain, the earth becomes green. And it's so many insects, so many trees, so many varieties of grass. So everything comes out in the material creation. So, but it is not coming on its own. For that, there has to be a conducive environment. What is this conducive environment? So they give an example. What they say, so milk, it gets into curd. It is not like that. Milk doesn't become curd on its own. But there has to be some culture. You have to add some tamarind or some curd. Then only it will become curd. So Baldev Vidyabhushan, he writes, matter cannot create itself on its own. But there has to be a conducive environment. Like a farmer, supposing if he wants to do a farming in the house, can he do a farming on the ground, on the floor? No. So he has to put the seed in the field. There has to be rain, sunlight, the water moisture, so many other things, conducive environments, they are required. So unless there is a conducive environment, even we can't make our bread or cookies. Even we are making so many things in the material world. Even to make a bakery item, so there has to be a conducive environment. So he explains, if there is no conducive environment, so the seed can't fructify. There has to be light, air, and good nutrition for the seed to come out. So then third point, what the material scientists, they make, material nature combines and creates everything. So now who is combining the material nature? So now again, this is another point. So who is combining the material nature? So it is not that it's combining on its own. What we see, from the earth, you are getting so many varieties of fruits, vegetables, with different smell and taste. So what they explain, that they give an example, scientists, Sankhya philosophy, what they explain, that cow, it eats the grass, and from grass, milk comes. So then scientists, they can make a machine, they can put a green grass, whatever it is, and one side there will be cow dung and one side there will be milk. That can't happen. So Baldev Vidyabhushan, he refutes what he explains. Okay, bull also eats grass. Bull also eats grass. Why doesn't bull create milk? Bull also has small these things, you know, tit in body. But bull doesn't produce any milk. So this way, the material scientists, they don't have any answer. And what we say one time, many times Prabhupada, he said, even the chicken is the best scientist. Because chicken, it is producing a nice egg, and it is produced from that, it is producing a small baby chicken. So in material world, what Prabhupada explains, the scientists, even they can't produce a small blade of grass. So that's why he often used to tell, it is like a post-dated check, whatever they are telling you in the material world. And today's world also, now what we see, I'm seeing many places, there is an ad for test tube baby. I don't know how many of you know what is this. Actually, test tube baby means where they take the man and woman embryo. It is not that they are growing the baby in a test tube. It is not like that. In that also, they are taking the semen from the man and the baby grows in the womb only, in a woman's womb. It doesn't grow in a lab. That we should know. So this way, we should know that material scientists, they are on their own, they are not capable of doing anything. So one time, one devotee, he put one nice cartoon. So one time, the scientists, they made a mail to the Lord. Oh Lord, now we don't need any help from you. We are now happy on our own. We are capable of doing everything. So then the Lord said, okay, let me come and see how you are doing your things. So what happened? The scientist who came to meet the Lord, so then he took the Lord to the lab. So then the moment he wanted to take the materials for making something, so the Lord said, so these things I have made. So if you want to make something, so you produce your own. Then only you can make your things. What we see in today's creation? So first of all, we should know, Krishna explains, matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Even the intelligence, remembrance and forgetfulness, it is coming to everyone from the Lord. So the second point, the demigods they are making here, you have no material body. Now most of us know that we are not this body. And of course, Krishna's body is Sachidananda. But our body, only the soul is Sachidananda. So other than that, our body is Nirananda. There is no Anand in this body. And as long as the soul is there, this body is there. So then the third point they are making here, demigods, you do not need cooperation from us. This is a very important point. So we should know the Lord is not dependent on us. Because Prabhupada, he explains in the purport, Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. That just by the supervision of the Lord, everything is happening. Although we may not see the Lord supervising the things. But here the demigods, they understand. So there is one nice verse in the Shvetashitar Upanishad. It explains, Na tasya karyam karan cha vidyate, na tat samas cha vidyak cha dishyate, parasya shakti vividayada shuryate, swabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. So now Lord, we can't count the energies of the Lord. In material world, there are so many big people, multinationals, they have such a fortune, their fortune can't be counted. So similarly, the Lord has so many energies, they are working on their own. So here what we see, all the energies of the Lord, even during Krishna's manifest pastime, Vrindavan pastime, what we see, when Krishna, he lifted Govardhan, so there is a pastime of many energies of the Lord. Even Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains that when Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna, Damodar Krishna, so that time the energies of the Lord, two energies of the Lord, what they said, how Yashoda can bind our Lord. So they were reducing the rope. Actually, it is given that one is our endeavor, that second part is mentioned, that is the mercy of the Lord. But there what we see, the energies of the Lord, so they were reducing the rope every time Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna. So this way we should know there are so many energies of the Lord. So when you go to South India, especially Balaji, there are two energies mentioned, Bhu and Neela, when you go to visit Balaji. So the fourth point here, the demigods, they make, you are the cause of cosmic manifestation and you supply its material ingredients without being transformed. So now we see in material world, even a doctor, when he goes to an operation theater, so he has to put the gloves, he has to put so many things just to do a minor surgery and all. But for Krishna, he need not to put on his overall and he need not to go to something to do the things. So Sukadeva Goswami, he explains in the second canto about the creation. He explains the 10 parts of creation. So Atra Sarga Visargascha, in that what he explains, that the 10 divisions of creation of the Lord, that is universe, sub-creation, planetary system, protection by the Lord, creative impetus, change of manus, science of God, returning back home, back to Godhead, liberation, and summum bonum. So for all these things, what we see, the Lord need not to come, he need not to descend. So the fifth point, again the demigods, what they are making, so what they explain, so you create, maintain, and annihilate this cosmic manifestation by yourself. So here, Krishna need not to physically strive anything, because Krishna has his representatives, especially the demigods, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. So when the time is there, ripe, and when the world has to be, when the Brahma's days come to an end, and when Brahma's complete life comes to an end, so there is a complete cosmic annihilation. So everything comes to standstill. So there is one nice example given in Mundaka Upanishad, and in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are countless verses in which the example is given, that of a spider. So Mundaka Upanishad, it explains that Yatha Arno Dhabi Srijate Grahante Cha. That means, as a spider creates the web on its own and winds up on its own when it is not required. So similarly, the Lord, for whenever he desires, he manifests this material manifestation, again he winds up. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he gives 2 points. So he explains the cause for material creation. So he explains there are 2 causes for creating this material manifestation. So he explains that first cause is that the Lord wants to fulfill the desires of the deviant living entities, those who want to enjoy independently from the Supreme Lord. And second, that Krishna, the Lord, when he wants to do Bhauma Leela, so there are certain pastimes, like Krishna, he can't do the killing of demons, and there are some vigorous fighting. So Krishna, these pastimes he can't do in Golok Vrindavan. So for these pastimes, Krishna, he manifests this material world. So now the 6th point, what the demigods they are making here, is that although you appear engaged in material activity, you are transcendental to all material qualities. So we should know that Krishna is untouched by the material qualities. In the material creation, so there are 3 qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance. So the complete cosmic manifestation, including the demigods, we are always under the 3 modes of material nature. Urdvam gacchanti sattvasa, madhye tishtanti rajasa, jaganna guni vrtasto, adho gacchanti tamasa. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has given countless verses just explaining all these 3 modes of material nature. But we should know here what the demigods they explain, that Krishna is beyond the 3 modes of material nature. And Arjuna, he knew this point. So before the war of Mahabharata war, Arjuna was thinking how to go with. So what Arjuna thought, if Krishna just becomes my charioteer for the war, so then Krishna will not make any mistake, and that way we can win the war. And what we understand, when Duryodhana, he came to know that Arjuna is going to Dwarka, what he thought, maybe Arjuna is going to take this Narayani Sena. That is what Duryodhana thought. And Duryodhana, he by shortcut, he reached before Arjuna. So big story. And what we see, in the end, the war, it was Krishna's desire. And in Bhagavad Gita, what we see, what Arjuna explains, Sena Rubhar Madhe Ratham Stad Pitam Achyuta. So this word Achyuta, it has got as many as 20 to 30 meanings. Achyuta means, Prabhupada explains, infallible. Krishna, infallible means we are always prone to fall down to three modes of material nature. We are doing four kinds of mistakes. So Prabhupada writes, Krishna is beyond three modes of material nature, and Krishna, he can't be deluded. In material world, we see there is a saying, to err is human. And Krishna, one who can't do any mistake. And what we see in Mahabharata, it is mentioned that the war, Mahabharata war, the armies, they were like a big ocean. The army was like a big ocean, and all the Maharathis, especially Bhishma, Karna, they are like Timingala. Timingala means they are big fishes. And Arjuna, for Arjuna just to cross over the ocean, it was next to impossible. Only because Krishna was his charioteer and he was guiding him through all the different phases of the war. So during the time when Arjuna wanted to kill Jayadrath, so that day what we see, again Krishna, he knows past, present and future. And for the 18 days Krishna, he never lifted any weapon. And somehow what happened that day, all Kauravas, they put all their army in the front and they put Jayadrath in the end. They wanted to protect. What Arjuna, he said, if I don't kill Jayadrath by night before the sun sets, then I'll enter the fire. And Kauravas, they were doing all their best with their all Maharathis just to protect Jayadrath till the sunset. But by Krishna, by his mystic power, he made look like the sun is set. And this way what we see, Arjuna ultimately, he came out all these hurdles in the 18 days war. And but the one point here, what the demigods explain, that Krishna, he is never untouched. He was never untouched in this, although so many weapons were hit to Krishna by even Bhishma Dev and all, but that didn't affect Lord Krishna. So then the concluding point, what the demigods they are making here, consequently these transcendental activities of yours are extremely difficult to understand. So it is simple, even the big demigods, they can't understand what Krishna is doing. So there is one nice pastime, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anta Leela. So one time our Brahma means four-headed. If you go to other universes, there are Brahmas of 8, 16, 32, 64 millions of heads. So again, Brahma, he was little proud of his creation. So one time Brahma, he went to Dwarka just to give a report. Yes, everything is going on well. So Krishna, he came to know, because the moment someone is thinking, so that goes to Krishna's, is the main server for all. So he comes to know what is happening in whose heart. So Krishna goes to understand, yes, Brahma has come and he has small tinge of pride. So Brahma, he told the doorman, just please inform Krishna, I have come to meet him. So when the doorman, he went, so Krishna, he told him, just ask him which Brahma. So the doorman, he came and he asked, Krishna is asking, which Brahma are you? What Brahma thought, there is no other Brahma other than him. So this is the biggest illusion in the material world. So Brahma, he had never seen the other Brahmas. So what happened? So again the doorman, he asked the Brahma, and Brahma, he told, tell him I am four-headed, father of Chatushkumar. So again this doorman, he went. Meantime what happened? Krishna, he called all the Brahma, Shiva and Indra of all other planets. And all they were assembled there. So when this Brahma, he entered that assembly, to his surprise, he couldn't think what is there. Just he was totally bewildered but just by seeing that. So what we see, Krishna and Prabhupada explains, Krishna's yoga maya is such an energy that during that period of time when Brahma, this Brahma entered, only this Brahma was seeing all those Brahmas, and those Brahmas, they couldn't see each other. Can we imagine? All those Brahmas, they were not looking, they couldn't make out there are many other Brahmas. Only this our tiny Brahma, he was seeing all these Brahmas. And what he thought, this, I am just a small hare, rabbit, in front of big, big elephants. So Brahma could understand, yes, not so easy to understand Krishna's leelas. So here, what they explain, consequently, these transcendental activities of yours are extremely difficult to understand. So even the big, big demigods, they get carried away. So towards the end, Prabhupada explains how the Mayavadis, how they get bewildered. So Prabhupada explains, according to Mayavad philosophy, the supreme truth, being all pervasive, does not need transcendental form. The Mayavadis suppose that since his form is distributed everywhere, he has no form. This is untrue. The Lord keeps his transcendental form, and at the same time, he extends everywhere, in every nook and corner of the material creation. So this is called Vivartavad. As per Mayavad philosophy, what we say, that what they explain, that sometimes we mistake for the rope to be a snake. But as per the Vaishnava understanding, we should know there is a snake and also there is a rope. If you mistake for a rope to be a snake, that is okay. That is a common mistake anyone can make. But it is not there that there is no snake. There is always, there is a snake and there is a rope also. So we can't say in that way. So there are so many, again, theories. This is called Vivartavada of Mayavadis. And in this way, what we see, they are always bewildered in their different theories. And sometimes they refute their theory. And similarly, the material scientists in today's world, so they are also creating so many theories. And again, they get bewildered in their own theories. But here, what the demigods, they have made the point. So we should try to understand. As for, because the demigods, they know everything about the Lord. And they can't make any mistake. So, Hare Krishna. Anyone has any comment or question? Anyone has any comment? No comment? Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shloka Rupat ki, Jai, Hare Krishna.